Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is the O'Brien edition of Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and it's East meets West in the finals of the newly created Rising Star category at this year's O'Brien's. It features PEI's own Patrick Shepherd, hoping to pick up the award in his home province. His co-finalist, a man who calls Wild Rose Country his home. I'm Alberta bound, yes, Travis Cullen is another astonishing young talent who has also enjoyed an explosive 2013 and has started the new year in the same fashion. He joins me on the other end of my line. Travis, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Listen, it's kind of interesting because both you and Patrick Shepherd, the finalists for Rising Star, have similar career paths in that in 2013, it was definitely a breakout year for you as well. Your URS was number one in Canada. I don't know if you're aware of that. 433. Did you know that?
Yeah. I had a great year. My horses raced really good. Yeah. And I kept getting more and more horses. I started out the year with just 8 horses, and I ended the year with 25. It was a great year, and horses.
Well, I need to ask you then, with all that success, I mean, in addition to the URS, you were third in the country in wins with 120, earnings over 407,000. What made things mushroom for you in such a successful year?
Well, I kept buying horses from Ontario, and I watched the classes out here in Alberta close, and I brought mostly condition claimers and a few higher claimers I bought from Ontario, and they raced really good here, and they fit in the classes good, and once they were out of the class, I'd just get rid of the horses and get new ones.
You also have some pretty nice numbers on the driving side with a UDRS of 358, so it begs the question, do you want to focus both training and driving, or are you heading in one direction over another?
No, yeah, I want to do both. I love to train, but I also, I've always had a passion of driving horses ever since I was a little kid. And if I had to choose, I don't know which one I'd pick because I enjoy them both. But in Alberta, you got to train because there's only 2 to 3 days a week of racing. So it'd be hard to just drive here. So
now let me ask you this, because you and, again, you and Patrick Shepherd, as I said, have a lot in common. You haven't been officially training or driving that long, so it's not too long ago that you might remember the name of the first horse you ever won with, because you both have the distinction of sending out a winner the first time you ever sent out a horse to race. Do you know the name of that horse?
The very first horse
that was a winner for you.
Was it Edna's Palm?
Prairie Freedom.
Oh, Prairie Freedom, yeah. Well, yeah. I guess Edna's Palm was my very first own. That's the horse I owned when
okay.
I was... Me and my sister got it given to us.
Oh, really?
I guess I was just owning.
Tell me more about that. How did that come about?
My parents had an old owner. His name was Earl Stewart. His wife's name was Edna, and this was just a cheap claimer. It was a $2,500 claimer, and he gave it to me and my sister. And she won her first start for us, and I think it was 2-6 or something. But that's back home. I'm originally from Manitoba.
Yeah.
I kind of learned just on the cheap claimers when I was a young kid, and always grew up at the barn, and
yeah.
That's how I started out, I guess.
Well, you share a lot with your co-finalists, and that obviously family has been a big influence on your life, and having a harness racing family, I think, is invaluable, wouldn't you say to you?
Oh, yeah. My parents have taught me a lot. I started out doing stalls just like everybody else, and then jogging, getting up early before school, and going out and training with my dad, training 6 or 7 in the morning, and then going to school all day, and then you'd go back and start putting away.
Yeah. Well, it's paying off. All that, all those dues you paid are certainly paying off now. I mean, I look at your numbers for 2014, and you're at a pace to crush 2013's numbers.
Yeah. It's been this year started out great, too.
Tell me about the Rising Stars in your barn. Babies, you're pointing to stakes races or anything like that?
I mainly have the older horses, but yeah, I bought a couple of young ones at the sale. Now, I don't know if they'll turn out or not. They're 2-year-olds now, and I got a few 3-year-olds, but a lot of claimers. And I got an old mare me and Ken Hansen claimed last year. Her name's Feelin' Flush. She's been just great. She won the Mare's Open again this weekend, but she's kind of got my name out there here in Alberta a little bit, because I climbed her for 4,000 and I win the Mayor's Open 3 weeks later with her.
Now, you're at Northlands Park almost exclusively, but I figure you got to be very excited about the soon-to-be-open Century Downs down in Calgary. Do you plan on racing there a lot?
Yeah. As long as, like, it's they've officially made it, it's going to be a goal, but I think I'll stick it out here in Alberta. I like it here, though. It's treated me good here in Alberta.
Oh, for sure. And again, you know, I've been talking to Paul Reineveld of Century, and they do have a solid plan in place there. The horsemen are willing and happy partners, and it's just nice to see that, you know, a lot of jurisdictions, harness racing seems under attack by government and elitists and whatnot. In Alberta, which has a strong equine culture, it's nice to see that it's still doing well there.
It's going to be a big... There'll be a lot of people that come here, I think.
I think so, too. Now, how jacked are you about the O'Briens? This must be terribly exciting for you.
Yeah. It's a big honor. You know, I never, ever thought I'd get a chance to go to the O'Brien Awards with my name on the paper. But, it's a pretty big thrill for me.
Got a contingent of folks going with you as well?
Yeah, my mom's coming with me. Actually, my mom and dad work for me right now.
Really?
Yeah, they have jobs back home, and they race horses in the summer back home. But they've always wanted to have the horses and work with the horses in the winter and kind of enjoy it. Because my dad jogs and my mom, she grooms some horses too. But they own some horses with me as well. So.
What a great setup. That's awesome. That really is. Well, Listen, I got to wish you the best for 2014. You're already off to a great start. Best of luck at the O'Briens. Have a great time while you're there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Travis Cullum, thanks for joining us. I'm Alberta Bay.